Recently, the Teamsters Local 340, the union representing Oxford County Sheriff's deputies, did a survey of the five surrounding counties to find out the average starting wage for a sheriff's deputy. Turns out, the average wage is about $3 an hour more than what deputies in Oxford County make. And that's a fact that Deputy Michael Hallisey finds very frustrating.
Due to the fact that we're all trained exactly the same, we all train at the same academy, we all come out of it with the same certifications, it shouldn't really matter what side of the county line that you're on for equal pay, really.
It's been 4 years since Oxford County deputies have received a raise and 2 years since they've had a contract. Their Teamsters Union representative, Ray Cody, says pay raises shouldn't be a sticking point, given that the Oxford Casino pays the county 1% of its profits every week. That amounts to about $11,000.
The deputies, they're fully aware of this, and they think the money is there. They know the money is there, and they would like to get paid.
Cody says deputies also have increased workloads ever since the sheriff ended a call-sharing program with Maine State Police. Under that program, deputies busy handling one call could enlist state police for support when other calls came in. Now, it can only be used for emergencies.
But what it has done, it's left Oxford County undermanned. The deputies are having to work much harder, and on occasion, they're having to answer calls without backup. And domestic disputes is something where they're compelled to have backup because it can be such a dangerous situation.
Cody says deputies decided to picket to draw attention to their plight because contract negotiations have been unfruitful. And Oxford County Administrator Scott Cole agrees.
The deputies have walked out several times at negotiations, so it's hard to really, you know, have a conversation with someone when they're not there.
Though the Oxford County deputies' pay may be below average, Cole says their health and retirement benefits are far superior. And that weekly money from the Oxford Casino, Cole says it's all going to tax relief.
Virtually all the money coming in is going right back to the taxpayers. They think that that's probably the preferred use.
Cole says concerns about workload are not falling on deaf ears, but he points out the county has hired more deputies in the past couple of years. The situation in Oxford County is getting empathy from deputies and corrections officers in Androscoggin County who have been without a pay raise in contract for a year and a half. Sergeant Delbert Mason, president of the Androscoggin County Employees Association, says this spring they decided to draw attention to their situation through something a little more unusual.
You know, our folks are growing facial hair if they choose to.
Beards and goatees, Mason says, turn out to provide a decent platform. He declined to give specific figures, but Mason says Androscoggin County law enforcement employees are asking for a reasonable cost of living wage increase. After months of negotiating, Mason says they're now moving toward binding arbitration. But he points out this is the second time employees have grown facial hair due to contract issues.
So unfortunately, it's almost something that I'm used to looking at now, because it's over the course of the last 4 years, I think the folks have had facial hair more than they haven't.
As for the Oxford County deputies, both the county and the deputies union each say they hope to sit down soon to serious bargaining talks. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.